This is Forbes Books author Bill Higgs. Culture Co-Champions is about how to build culture where you are, whether it's in your team, your department, or the entire organization. Each guest on the Culture Co-Champions podcast will help you understand how to implement the 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. Today, you're in for a real treat as I discuss onboarding people with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, founders of Barefoot Wines, which they turned into an international brand. They're also co-authors of the New York Times bestselling book, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand. In the second and final segment with Michael and Bonnie, we are going to hit on 3 topics. First, how does business audio theater increase employee engagement to reduce turnover? Second, how do you keep the original entrepreneurial spirit alive as the organization grows? At Mustang, we wanted to stay lean in the good times for through cycle growth. That was our method to keep that entrepreneurial spirit alive. The third thing I think you'll really enjoy is a free link to hear a sample of Michael and Bonnie's audio theater for onboarding people. Enjoy this final segment of Culture Code Champions meets Barefoot Wines. One of the things that you use in onboarding is your business audio playhouse. Could you explain to me what that is?
Yes. Yeah, so lately, as you know, podcasts are on fire. In the last 2 years, they've like doubled in popularity. And we also see a corresponding increase in audiobook sales, especially business audiobook sales. So people want to listen to business podcasts and they want to read business audiobooks, but they don't want to sit there and be immobilized. And when you're looking at a video, you're immobilized. When you're looking at script, you are immobilized. But when you're listening to something, you're not. Now you're free to drive and jog and change your baby's diapers. The point that we tried to make here is, why not use this new media as an onboarding tool? And why not take it one step further? Instead of just reading a book to people, why not get play actors from Hollywood to act out the parts? Why not have music? Why not have sound effects? And we have a great example that we can play here that is really the birth of the foot. And it's an example of business audio that I think your audience will pick up on.
She needed to make it solid. She needed Michael to draw it. And she needed this to happen fast. That's why she was almost vibrating to get it out and why she hustled a half-asleep Michael to the little green chalkboard in the kitchen.
I know what the label looks like. This is going to be a big success. I could see it stacked in supermarkets. This is going to sell a lot of wine.
Michael picked up the chalk and started to draw.
Quick, quick. Draw a foot.
What kind of foot?
A nice foot. Just draw it.
Michael sketched a slim right foot along the bottom of the chalkboard.
No. Stand it up.
He erased it and drew one with the heel at the bottom and the toes straight up.
Close. Tilt it to the right.
He erased and drew again.
No, more tilt. Just a little. Make it look like there's some motion. It's like someone is stepping up.
Bonnie's voice was getting louder. She was talking faster, feeling like this was even more urgent. Her panic was growing. They could not lose this idea.
Is that it?
By now, the chalkboard had a layer of white dust from all the erased chalk.
Really close. The foot should look like an exclamation point, an italicized exclamation point. And give it a little more arch.
It got more tilt. It got more arch.
How's that?
Now write barefoot.
Michael put down barefoot next to the angled drawing.
Closer. Move it closer. Put the T all the way inside the arch.
Bonnie stopped bouncing and looked at it. The board was nearly white. The air was filled with chalk dust. They stood silently, surrounded by their intensity. Both were taking big breaths. Bonnie's fear had dissipated. They looked at a slim right foot, pointing up at a 2 o'clock angle, acting as an exclamation point for the barefoot written into the arch. They both thought it was good, but they had no idea that in not much more than a decade, it would become an iconic national label.
There. That's what the label looks like. That's gonna sell a lot of wine.
I'd like to jump in after that and say that I've talked to a number of people who say that your branding is amazing, that you're the undisputed champs of baby showers with those two little feet on the wine bottle. It's like it makes it to every baby shower and then goes into the family. So that's a great job of branding.
Well, thank you. Actually, the label was designed for a female shopper. And we are very happy when we see someone who grabs the bottle and holds it close. Women love to do this. And they say, oh, I just love your label. And when you've got customers that are saying that, you knew you've done something right.
Cool. What's the best way for people to take advantage of this tool?
Well, we think the best way to take advantage of the tool is to use it as an onboarding tool. So when people are hired, you know, when the cement is wet, you don't just tell them where the bathroom is and the forms are in the office and this is your go-to guy. You say, here is an audio theater story about the founding of our company. Listen to it on your way to work or jogging, whatever, and you'll have more appreciation for how your job got there, how the company got there, how the customers got there, and you'll learn something about the values of this company and the principles that really go back to our founders. So the idea is, why do you want to lose that culture? You have to remember when Hewlett and Packard were in the garage and they were creating that first computer, believe me, they were scared to death that they weren't going to get a sale the next day. There was no question in their mind that sales was the backbone of their culture. They knew it. They were on the hot seat. And so how do you keep that spirit alive? That's the entrepreneurial spirit, which is how do you please the customer? How do you keep the sales rolling in? And how do you stay ahead of the competition? Well, that's all about engagement. So this is a tool that you use to reduce turnover and to increase engagement. We're excited about it.
And now that we've done it, we have the production company that can put it together for other founders.
And for instance, in our own company, we got started. We got our butts kicked. You know, we went into offices and got kicked out. Here's a clip from a scene where the Michael Houlihan character is basically going into the buyer and saying, look, I'm giving you everything you asked for. You know, how many truckloads do you want? And he basically gets kicked out.
Yeah, Houlihan, what do you want?
Michael put a bottle of Barefoot Cabernet and one of the Sauvignon Blanc on Brown's desk.
We bottled the wine and want you to see it.
Brown picked up the bottle of red and looked it up and down. Then he did the same with the white.
This is what you asked for. There aren't any leaps or hills or rivers. It's a label she can read from 4 feet away. The logo is the same as the name. It's in plain English and easy to pronounce. It's a name she'll remember and a logo she won't forget.
Michael was proud of what they'd done, in the way of a student with a good report card. Barefoot was unique, interesting, and fit everything that Brown and the others said would sell. The wine, he knew, was terrific. The label was friendly and fun. What's not to love, he thought. Brown kept looking at the bottles. He didn't say anything. The silence was uncomfortable, but Michael sat quietly. Brown looked at the bottles again, but said nothing. Michael figured it was just Don Brown being Don Brown. Make everyone sweat.
So, Don, how many truckloads do you want?
Brown put the bottle down at his desk and looked at Michael like he was from Mars. Michael couldn't have gotten a worse look from Brown if he had clucked.
Are you crazy? I can't buy this. Nobody knows this brand. Nobody's ever seen or heard of Barefoot.
It's everything you asked for.
Yeah? So what? That doesn't matter. No one's going to buy something they never heard of. You got to advertise it. If you're willing to spend $1 million on TV ads, I'll buy it from you.
We don't have that kind of advertising budget.
In truth, they had no advertising budget. There wasn't $100 for ads.
Then you gotta go make a name for yourself. You gotta go sell it to every mom and pop store in every corner till everyone knows what Barefoot is.
Michael felt like he just got hit by a brick.
That'll take years.
Well, Houlihan, you better get started.
I think it's really great to hear that clip, because once you have a brand and you've got people in, I was sort of in sales and I remember I was going out on a sales call and one of our employees said, "Are you just going out to get an order?" And I go, "No, I'm going out hat in hand. We're begging, we're fighting and scratching for everything." And people lose that concept. For them to hear this story really puts that in context. That's awesome.
It really is. And you don't know what it's like to go out there and try to make a sale hat in hand unless you've really done it. Or you can be part of the experience by hearing it in the audiobook.
You know, so many people get hired by big companies, they don't even realize that they haven't always been big companies. And they don't realize some of the hardship and roadblocks that they had, that the founders had to get over. But by listening to it and, you know, having a theater go off in your mind where you're getting music and sound and dialogue and you're hearing people, you know, in that last clip that we played, that was the veteran actor.
Ed Asner.
Yeah, who's like 90 years old, and he played this snarky buyer who's kind of like the imperfect Buddha, right? You know, he's right, but his approach is a little bit prickly, right? So, you know, he's telling you off while he's telling you the truth.
Do you have samples for people?
Absolutely. We're going to give every one of your listeners a free chapter of this book so that they can listen in their own time to these little scenes. It's about 25 minutes. We guarantee that it will be very entertaining for them. And they will learn a few things. It's a great way to really wrap your head around the full potential of this new genre of audiobooks. And we're going to give it to your listeners at
www.barefootaudiobook.com.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Well, that's fantastic. So they'll be able to totally sample it and understand what you're trying to do. I think one of the things, like I go back to Alan Mulally in that book, American Icon, where Ford Motor Company got so down, they're about to go out of business. And so everybody pulled together and it was almost like a startup. They were doing just what needed to happen. All of the silos were broken down. People were all pulling the wagon in the same direction. And as soon as they started making money again, they started feeling like a big company. The silos came back. The communication broke down. And he lamented the fact, he says, "Why can't we stay lean in the good times?" And I like what your audio is doing, yes, because you're going to talk about, this is how lean it is when you're starting. We want to stay lean because that's how you have a good bottom line.
Exactly. You know, what I liked about Alan Mulally was he said, "Look, if you make a mistake, I'm not going to beat you up, but I will beat you up if you hide the mistake."
He wanted as much transparency as he could get, and that was a major culture shift within the company.
Yeah. Well, that's what we, you know, as founders, we're worried about that loss. We're worried that our people are going to take sales for granted, that they're going to take the customer for granted. You know, they're going to just focus on what they do. We went to a commencement exercise at Stanford because a friend of ours got a master's degree in engineering down there. And the dean of the school got up and he said, "We've given you the best technical education in the world, but we're worried about you because we didn't have time to teach you the soft skills that you're going to need to build relationships, to get extended credit, and to make sales happen."
That is a tough one for engineers, is figuring out how their bread gets buttered.
Oh, isn't it?
It's been a ton of fun visiting with Michael and Bonnie today. And one of the things that I've found is that smiles and making good memories can make the cement a little bit wet again and help you move people in the direction that you want to go. You only have one chance to make a first impression. Michael and Bonnie have given you the theory and practical how-tos from their entrepreneurial journey to building a company to make that impression last and not have the typical turnover that can cost up to 5% to your bottom line. They're providing you a free sample at
www.barefootaudiobook.com.
That is the end of the second and last segment with Michael and Bonnie. Founders of Barefoot Wines and authors of the New York Times bestselling book, The Barefoot Spirit. We talked about three key topics for entrepreneurs, leaders, and people who just want to build a better culture. They were, how does business audio theater increase engagement of your people? Then how do you keep the original entrepreneurial spirit as a company grows? And finally, you were given a free link to experience onboarding using audio theater. This onboarding method will help you reduce one of the biggest costs of a poor culture, which is employee turnover. Think about, what is your culture costing you? Does your onboarding method achieve engagement from day one? This is a must for a differentiated culture. Please come to culturecodechampions.com to further engage and build a strong organization that takes care of people and improves the bottom line. Provide your stories on how you implemented culture change so we can cross-fertilize great ideas like the one you just heard from Barefoot Spirit on how to onboard. Make listening to Culture Code Champions podcast a regular part of your week. Together, we can improve lives by making heroes of others. So let's get out there and make your culture count.